what it is. Welcome to the Occasional Hoopers. You know, I'm your host, Luke Johnson. We out here, we getting it, you know what I mean? It's been a long time coming, but it's a good time, you feel me? I got some real good guests right now. My dogs, you feel me, my homies. Real ones that you meet and you just know they real ones. You know what I'm saying? Real ones that been real. You know, shout out to Royal T. You already know.
Hey, what's going on with it, bro? I appreciate you for having me.
Big dog, Darnell. All
right, thank you for having me. Thank you.
You already know. Man, so. It's a cold fall right now. Like, let's really think about it. It's hot in the motherfucking L.A. still. Lakers got a good team. Clippers got a good team. Football season is at a point to where, like, I don't know. I'm shocked by some of the shit I see. At this
point. So, man. I was just about to ask you a basketball question, but I know y'all going to go in if I say something about basketball.
Oh, I got you. But wait. Real quick, shout out to my Chase Mills. Chase A. Shout out to Frost, you know what I'm saying? Good looking out. I appreciate it.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying? We're in the world famous studios. Get at me. You already know. Hey, shit, you want to jump into
No, the... just a quick question. AB, is he good? Or, no, AD. Oh,
he had the MRI.
Yeah,
he's
straight.
It's a
thumb,
right?
Yeah, he's straight.
He's back?
Yeah, he's straight.
I'm pretty sure he's playing for the rest of the preseason.
Yeah. No, he said he was good. He was like, oh, no, I just jammed it. I'm straight. He was at practice today. Okay. He's good, yeah.
But what's that? Like, you think he really practicing hard, though?
I mean, he's a little walkthrough. They're not probably scrimmaging or nothing at this point because they in preseason, so. They just shooting around. They're going to be doing little walkthroughs. Yeah. Learning to play still. Not nothing too strenuous that's going, you feel me? He the golden goose. So they not about to work him in practice. Like, of all places, they not about to work him in practice, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I have forgot they got him, yo. So when I seen the game, them against Golden State.
You was like, oh. First one.
I was like, oh, that shit was I have good. Forgot. Enough. They said the game was
That's because like, that was like was one like, of the first whatever. Early moves of the offseason. So it was like all the other stuff.
Yeah, and I totally else. Forgot, man. Yeah, they about to get busy.
Yeah.
I love him. I love his game.
This is season. Like, not only that.
See, he about to go.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, he could.
Well,
KD ain't playing this year, so.
Hold on, wait. He can get MVP.
He can get MVP.
Who is he?
Anthony Davis.
Why you think so?
Because he hands down one of the top five players in the NBA right now. And when it comes to what he could do with that position, bro, and just like he said with that first game, you can't guard him. You've seen it. Like, there's no way to really guard him.
Yeah, he's too big.
There's no way to really guard him without fouling him, of course. And you foul him, he's going to go to the line and make the shot, so.
Too big, very skilled.
And then, not like that, but he's top five all time. Not all time, but top five in the game right now. All around players.
And the offense is running through him.
And I mean,
and I think
LeBron,
he gonna be
on, like,
yeah,
giving that's, him the rock.
Yeah,
he been doing.
But
that
I feel like
school,
AD also bro. Gonna be in contention for a defensive player too, because he's really gonna be the defensive anchor for our
that's
team. You
said.
Know what I'm saying?
Like, he said he wants to be defensive player of the year. So it's just like he got his mindset ready to play defense. The offense gonna come easy.
Oh
it's
yeah,
a defense turn the offense.
And yeah. He can hit the three, too, right?
Yeah.
AD can hit the three, right?
Yeah.
And he can take you off the dribble.
He too versatile, bro. It's just, he was just stuck. No disrespect to New Orleans, but he was just stuck there in that organization. And they wasn't trying to progress. Like, they were just trying to stay packed. Like, hey, we got AD. Let's just stay. Like, no, y'all needed to really be out trying to pursue different things and trying to get him at least one player that could really play with him. Like, I know they had Drew Holiday.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Let me say this real quick, because I said this at some point. As great as AD is, he's a great player, but he is Mr. Flimsy. When he played with the Pelicans,
he's had injury history. I feel like the last couple years he's been relatively healthy, enough for them to compete.
Hold up, time out. All right,
nobody's gonna be 100% healthy the whole year.
He all right, but he just had a shoulder injury. I think. a year before he came with us? Or like 2 years?
Yeah, nothing too serious.
I think like 2 years. Because I think last year was like an ankle or something.
Yeah, because so we've been asking him about certain injuries when during like the earlier press conference, he spoke like he had to reassure, oh yeah, I'm healthy, I'm good. Like, I'm strong.
He was healthy last year. They just wasn't playing him because they wanted to trade him. So he had an ankle injury. He wasn't injured. When you've seen him play, even when he had the ankle injury, he had 40 points. Like, they just wasn't playing him because they wanted to get back a lot.
Like he said, like, everybody, you know, you can't really, sad to say, but you can't expect somebody to play 182 games, 100% of the games. But with AD, even with the, that don't even bother me for him. It bothered me for the Lakers. And then remember we did hire we fired our little training staff or whatever.
Because of all the injuries we had last year.
But that's because they hired the Hollywood training staff. They hired the dude that trained the Kardashians to train the Lakers, bro.
Right. So see what that...
Come on, man.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I hope this wasn't by that. I hope that changed it because I don't know the new cats that they brought in.
What LeVar say? Didn't LeVar say that? He said that's
what Lonzo... He got a training rubber band.
That's what he said.
He got a training rubber band. And LeVar was cool, hot, man.
They said they doing bullshit over there.
He said no training
because
Arito
Gary Vitti retired. Right. That was the dude. Man, like, we had him for 20-plus years. So yeah, it's like when he retired, they was like, oh, we going to go get the Hollywood dude that got Lala. Like, nah, bro.
I ain't seen nobody since Kobe who got his finger snapped back into place. Went and played on the Lakers. These dudes get sprained ankle. They can get a quick massage real quick on the court and hop back in. Stop playing. They can get some extra tape wrapped up around the ankle.
Right. Yeah, no, but you want to secure your money, though. And your body is your money at the end of the day. I'm not going to blow myself out when I can make $200 million and I only got 40.
True.
If I see myself making 200, I've only made 40, I'm not about to go the extra mile because I still got a check to go get.
True.
That's why dudes is really not playing like that. Because regardless if they injured or not, they still going to get paid.
True. But my thing, too, the training staff, they definitely getting paid. So, like, them motherfuckers got to be on their job.
They got to be on their A-game.
Period, point blank. And that's why I hope these new groups that we brought in, you know, that's because it's like, damn, we got a new training staff. You feel me? It's just like, you know, constantly, that could, after a while, it's just like, you rolling the dice.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
It's like, well, I hope we brought in somebody better. Like you say, no fucking Hollywood characters.
But you know it's crazy. Like, just to put a pin right there, you said like the training staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just a highlight on organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
How organization run their shit. So I'm gonna pause on the Clippers shit. We gonna come back to this Lakers shit. We gonna come back right here. We gonna come back to this West.
Okay.
But organization wise, right? So organization is basically how you win. It got to be good all around, no matter what you're doing. So let's just jump a sport real quick. Real quick, we're going to make a quick. Jump. What's up with football? Patriots. The Cowboys. The Raiders. The Rams.
Well, I know you
sounds
just
like
Raiders
you
kind of
went in order from best to worst.
You got to put the Raiders like at the bottom.
The Cowboys is right at the Patriots. So I like that.
Nah, the Cowboys.
They're not looking too good. I'll say I do like the way I'll say as an organization, I know a lot of Niner fans listening in, so as an organization for what they doing right now, I gotta give it up for them. I'm not gonna give it up for the Rams. I'm not gonna give it up for the Rams because they gave us a 1 year little just a 1 year thrill, I guess you want to
call
it.
Nah.
They're not looking the same.
We just got Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, y'all just got
yeah, we just got
That
y'all didn't know that, huh?
They just got him today.
Yes, they got him an hour ago.
What are y'all doing on offense?
Jared Goff is coming.
Yeah, Jared Goff is.
That's
like
the issue, and Gurley is hurt. See, the thing about it is, for the last 3 years, we rolled Gurley's back to the point to where now he got arthritis in his knee.
Hell yeah!
It's like
blood clots all type.
Bro, yeah, like he got a quad injury right now, so it's like, all right. And then
that's
for the most part. Yeah.
That's what it is as a running back. You go hard a season or two, and now you...
But he had knee injuries already. He tore his ACL at Georgia before. And then from the moment he came in, he was had the most carries in the league. And then they running him off the backfield, too. He catching, too. So he running and catching. So it's like...
Production.
Yeah, they overusing him to the point where it's like 2 years ago, he was in MVP contention. Last year, he was still good. But then it's like you starting to see he kind
of
wearing down.
Season, yeah.
he wore down by the time he got to the Super Bowl. It was like, he can't even play in cold weather.
Yeah,
so it's like, all right, if Goff is not going to be the number, we drafted him number one.
Yeah,
he's low key to be real about. He's not a number one quarterback.
But
he's good. We got a good coach that made him look better than what he was.
And so the honestly, game made him look good too.
And yeah, so exactly. When you got the good run, we don't have no run right now. So they running in and smacking him every time. And our line is not even bad. He's just not. I don't feel like he thinks fast enough.
What's your record?
We 3-3. We lost three in a row.
3-3.
We just lost to the Niners.
Right. So what else?
As an organization, you already know our shit. We damn near is a mockery every year.
Well, y'all did the same thing. Y'all went 3-0 and lost 3 in a row. Y'all did the same thing.
But in that time,
like I said, that's smart because that's the topic was organizations. But as far as our organization this year, it's looking pretty much the same as looking for the past.
But don't it look to me? It was presented better. I'm just asking because.
But it's like it's presented as y'all got Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott. And Dak Prescott.
But we dealing with facts. We are dealing.
Right?
No. We dealing with. We just caught Amari Cooper hurt his ankle about 2 games ago. And he been riding. And he pushed it out now for his ankle. I'm pretty sure he might play next this Sunday. But we got a bye, I believe. But he might. No. We might play next time. We play the Eagles. Excuse me. But what's it called? And then Randall Cobb just got out. But the thing with me is our defense is not strong. Our O line still is cool, even though we got Travis Frederick this out. But our O line is straight, of course. And to me, we're not running the ball enough. We paid Ezekiel all that money, and this motherfucker is—we're not giving them the ball. Like they want to constantly. We got a new offensive coordinator. And he want to constantly throw the ball. Use Dak to throw the ball. You know, he looked good for the first 3 games, but I guess defensive coordinators was picking up on that scheme. Like, okay, let's get him some pressure in there now and see what he do. And the Saints did it first, and every other team after us then followed the scene. Dak be
he's not that type of quarterback. You don't want him to just stand in the pocket and throw. That's why you have Ezekiel Elliott right there. You got a beast.
He's not a bomb threat.
Turn
him into one.
I guess they happy because they got Amari Cooper, but it's like.
Exactly.
Even that, he dropped balls.
Exactly. He's human. Come on.
Yeah, he dropped. Yeah, so it's like, even though he a good, his hand's not.
Yeah.
He run that route, though.
Yeah,
but he not always going to catch that ball.
That's the only thing about him.
Our
thing to have really on our defense, bro, because we has, like he said, he used the word expectations. Like our team was really expected. Our offense, to me, kind of still, even you look at our yardage and everything, that quarterback rate, even though that's slipping, but it's still there. Mm-hmm. And our yardage is still there. But it's our defense, bro. Like, our defense our defense is getting scored on like that.
Yeah.
And last year, that wasn't happening.
Yeah, they were shut down.
We can't stop
the
run.
It was the offense last year that was
the
issue. Yeah.
Exactly. We can't stop the run.
It's the
reverse.
It's like it's the same. So yeah, it's like the same with the run.
Not getting no time to sit on the chill.
So basically, it's not enough. Offense being ran, variation meaning y'all not doing nothing different.
Mm-mm.
Y'all on the field doing the same.
Well, we are doing something different, meaning Dak throwing the ball more, but
that's not working out.
That's
for
not
him.
And
helping.
That's not him.
All right, so.
And he more of a, to me, I feel like he was more of a kind of a mobile type of quarterback anyway.
Yeah,
so it's like you want him to throw it, but it's like
but
let him run a couple times.
Good, is he good outside the pocket? Is he accurate outside the pocket?
I think he played like that in college, right?
Yeah.
He played like that in college.
He was killing it.
That's how he played.
A broken play type of dude.
Hey.
He turns a broken shit.
Can I shine a light on something real quick?
Go ahead.
This is what somebody said, and this is what's true. I heard this from somebody else. This is not me, but it made me look at this. It wasn't about the Cowboys. It got something to do with the Cowboys.
Okay.
It's a lot of black quarterbacks in the league.
Right.
So let's like.
It's a lot, though.
Let's give it up to them.
I mean, in comparison to before. But
it's a lot of black quarterbacks in the league.
Five, right?
It's like
I'm
six.
Jameis Winston.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is black.
Dak
Prescott.
Dak.
It's fine.
Dak. Oh, you said Jameis.
What's my man in Indianapolis from the Patriots?
Oh, Bridgewater
is one
Brissette.
Too. Oh, yeah, but
he's Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, but
Bridgewater
yeah,
back
then. He's starting now.
Yeah.
This year.
So it's seven. That's good. That's more than it's been Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
Even though he's injured.
Yeah.
So, all right. You're right. Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
I forgot about Russell Wilson.
Hey, man, he might be winning MVP.
I forgot he was black.
Yep. He might win MVP this year.
It might be more black.
Russell.
Nah, you're right. I was like, at first when you said, I was like, nah, but Arizona,
yeah,
Kyler
black.
Murray. Yeah, they got 10. It's like 10.
Yeah.
It's the most ever.
We said Lamar, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, bro.
Yeah.
So
I didn't think about that.
You know what? You got to give it up to the league changing and transforming.
Yeah. No, they finally realizing this shit. We need these niggers. These niggers can, these niggers can throw and run.
Yeah.
Bruh. Get a bang for our buck, huh?
Cold.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, Kim's got a really strong arm. He's been criticized for his accuracy, though.
Yeah,
but even right now, he can't even stay on the field.
But to me, I think it's one of them, not to cut you off, bro, but I'm going to say, just like Todd Gurley, to me, they ran Cam to the ground.
They because he was he's 6'5 and trucking as a QB, so it's like, oh, yeah, go out there and do your thing. Yeah. And now it's like,
they ran him to the ground.
They ran him to the ground.
But like last season when he was playing, because they were talking about he couldn't, I don't know if it was, no, it was a shoulder.
He had a shoulder, yeah.
He should have been playing those 2-3 games in the first place, bro. That's running him to the ground. I mean, you knew he had a shoulder injury. I think he had surgery or something.
Yeah, but I feel like also for him, it's like his game is to, when the play break, run.
To get him
and
out
then
of here.
When you look and when you running and you look at who in front of you, they smaller than you. And you the
so
QB.
You thinking,
I'm about to truck everything. I'm about to run over everything. And that was his issue.
His mindset. You're right, too.
Because I know if I was 6'5", 240 as the QB, and I see a little 5'9 DB, I'm about to knock him on his ass so fast. Like, come on. And now it's like he got all type of just everything messed up with him. Like,
yeah, that's true. That's your mind.
He didn't use his weapon. He didn't change the weapon.
Yeah, he didn't use his head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? So all right, let's look at this. Let's talk about that. Like, as a player, you gotta avoid injuries. By not doing reckless shit. You know what I mean? You gotta take care of yourself, take care of your body. You know, so LeBron take care of his body, Cam didn't take care of his body. And those are two black players. And I'm not trying to be like that, but you know, we gotta show some variation. So we gotta switch it up a little bit too. Tom Brady, man, the Patriots, what's up? He's still playing. He just passed up who? Peyton Manning. He just went off, you know. Y'all, I'm not sure how y'all looking this year, but he got what, 6 rings?
Yeah, he got 6. He got 6. Or not. I mean, look, man. I mean, I'm just happy he's still playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, but who knows, man? The season is still up in the air. It's only 6 games in the season, so a long way to go, man. I mean,
DC on defense.
It's a long way to go.
We got mad injuries.
You see on defense though this year?
Yeah, the defense looking pretty good,
bro. Mm-hmm. Defense is looking remarkable.
Yeah, the defense. This is the thing. The defense has been carrying us,
yeah.
And everybody's being critical about that. But look how many years it was the other way around. Kinda. You know what I'm saying?
But exactly. They say defense wins championships and games anyway. So you should be happy that the defense is doing well. Because Tom Brady gonna handle his business.
Yeah.
That's one part that you don't never gotta worry about. That's sold up. Offense straight. Make sure that defense got my back when I'm not on the field.
Yeah.
Because I can go out there and play a perfect game, but if my defense don't got my back, then we going to lose.
Yeah. They've been G'ing up.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think we got a little issue because Bennett just got suspended.
Oh, shit.
I think for just one game, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said
because he wasn't getting up playing time.
Detrimental to the team.
Yeah, he went off on one of the coaches up there.
Oh, boy.
But that just goes to show you, we got so many, and that's how you want to have. We want to have defensive packages that you could throw in there, so the same guys aren't on the field the whole time. You can get some fresh legs in there, and that's kind of what they're working with. Defense does look really good this year.
Man, I ain't seen them look that good. I ain't never seen them look that good, honestly.
I mean, Belichick is a defensive.
Yeah. But I mean, like, as far as, like you said, you use the word.
Well,
the defense is carrying y'all this year. It is crazy. Like,
well, he's worked with players that were less bigger names, less maybe amount of talent.
And there you go.
He's worked with that. And this year, he has the talent to do it up.
On their organization, because you said it for years, the offense care, it kind of been the other way around. But this year, it shed light on their organization. They say, okay, let's make sure, just in case, especially with Gronk gone. Okay, Gronk gone. Well, let's just make sure we go out here and get some boys on defense, just in case they need to carry us.
Yeah.
That just go to the genius in that organization.
And also that Super Bowl, I don't know what number, but against the Eagles, dog, when they scored
exactly. They gave up too much. Atlanta, they gave up too much. That Super Bowl against Atlanta, they gave up too much points.
Yeah. Atlanta was
smacking
them.
That game was so ugly. I was so hot.
That was Seattle versus Broncos.
I was like,
Seattle,
That was crazy.
Yeah, they were fucking him over.
That was crazy. A lot of people said that they thought that Super Bowl was boring. They didn't like it. But
which one, Atlanta?
No, the Rams.
Last year.
Last year.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But I
it's
mean,
because,
yo.
Yeah, it's because
the
they had looked at what game was
they
that? Kansas City, when we had played them, and they thought it was going to be like, oh, it's about to be a shootout. And it was like, halftime 3-3. It's like,
little anticlimactic.
Yeah, like this is like strenuous.
But I mean, honestly,
to watch.
Right.
Playoffs, I was just like taking so much pleasure in watching Belichick just go to work on the quarterback. Like, he shut Phillip Rivers down.
He shut every quarterback down.
He shut Mahomes out in the first half.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he did his thing to golf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not hard to do golf, and that's my QB. Mahomes, that was a surprise, because Mahomes was killing everybody. So it's like, all right, you only got him because of experience.
Yeah,
give him two more years, you're not about to shut him down. It's hard to shut him down now.
He's a beast, but they just got beat.
Twice.
They just got beat.
They lost
two
games?
Yeah, they
4-2 in a row.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Not
who
his
beat
fault,
him
though.
This last week?
Yeah.
He balling still.
Yeah, he still ain't threw an interception.
Yeah,
he
balling.
Who beat him this week?
The Rams?
No.
I was about to say the Lions. The Lions just played Monday night. Who did they lose
to?
Oh,
no, the Texans.
They lost to the Texans. Deshaun Watson got them.
Yeah. Who lost to the Texans?
The Chiefs did.
The Chiefs.
Yup.
The Raiders just won.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
Did they?
What did you say? 4-2? 3-2?
They're 3-2.
3-2, okay.
I like Gruden, though.
That could turn so quick, though.
I like Gruden. For everything that they've been through for the past year and everything, and for them still, and I like Derek Carr too. I always like Derek Carr, but for them, for Gruden to still be able to go out there and get them boys to respect them, like you feel me? I like him too, and he got his players back, of course. So I like Gruden.
I liked Del Rio, but
I like Del Rio too.
Del Rio. I don't follow every game of the Raiders. But just from afar, I
feel like they did good with him, but I feel like they wanted to do. I feel like they almost. I'm trying to find the NBA parallel,
well,
but it's
though.
Like they want the splashy stuff. That's why they went and got Gruden.
With the way that the league is going.
Yeah,
they wanted
attention.
Yeah.
Like, we moving to Vegas.
Exactly.
That's why they went and signed Marshawn. Like,
stadium.
Yo, we trying to get, you feel me?
They trying to get
the eyes. So it's
yeah.
like, yo, we just brought Gruden out of retirement. He been retired for 15 years.
Yo, they gave him
we just
10
gave him
years,
a,
100
Yeah,
mil.
We just gave him the biggest coaching contract ever. And then when he get up there and say, we don't win the Super Bowl, then, hey, I'm going to quit because there's no reason for me to take their money. Like, and then as soon as he get in there, he trade everybody.
Yeah, right. For third round picks.
Like, a team that was just winning, he like, nah, I need to.
Well,
but I get it. He want to tear
injured.
It down.
Yeah.
He wants to build his culture.
No, yeah, but our quarterback was injured too a lot during them Del Rio years.
Yeah.
They got
but
AB.
They got,
AB played him out.
He's wild. Just in terms of like what he doing right now, you gonna play? Get your money. You could have got your money.
I'm so
the
mad
first
about
song.
AB, dog. He was so good. Like, I seen him a couple years ago, and I started seeing him catch the ball, getting the open field, and just like all the confidence in the world, bro. All the confidence in the world. Excuse me. And just be out, dog. Like almost like Deion, the way he just run around the field and avoid tackles, break tackles, and he's not the biggest dude, but he's got, you know, he knows how to play the game, and it's just like, I wanted to see that, man, and it's sad that his off-the-field stuff is overshadowing and keeping him off the field, you know? That's
nice. And it's crazy, because, you know, you want to see everybody make their money, but for my organization, we don't have a lot of money. I'm happy we didn't pay you.
Y'all still got money.
Gruden just cheat. They got the money.
He's suing y'all. Y'all gave him $30 million. He's suing y'all for that.
He was supposed to play the first game.
Yeah, but they did their thing to keep the contract
they
signed. They
found
they
a loop.
Through.
Yeah,
exactly.
They found a loophole to cut. And they, I feel like low key, they was hoping for that.
Yeah,
they was like, that's why they was like, let's see if he make it through training camp. Oh, now, let's I do think, hard knocks. Let's throw some cameras on him.
Let's throw some cameras.
New England is the same
come
way,
on.
I think. Like, okay, let's see if, this, if he can bring his act up or not.
But it's like he
smart for them.
I feel like he personally didn't do nothing though.
That's
not like that. It's like the extracurricular stuff off the field don't got nothing to do on the field. On the field, what did he do? He went out and produced. You cut him after one game. Y'all didn't even wait to see how the off the field stuff was gonna play out. Y'all just was like, all right, nope. Which is like, I get it. Like, you don't want that type of headache. You don't want that type of press. But it's still like, y'all need a number one receiver. Tom Brady vouched for him and said, hey, bring him here. I need him. I want to ball with him.
All right, so we was talking about this before, but what messed it up was we was riding with him. Yeah. Even when, because when we signed him, that was before the allegations of the sexual misconduct came out.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we signed him, that came out. You know what I'm saying? And we was riding with him. He played the first game, did well. We threw him the ball. You know what I'm saying?
You have no choice. Yeah, you got a black hole over there. You better throw him the ball.
Right.
You're not going to throw him the ball.
So, but then he sent the, supposedly, allegedly, he sent the threatening text messages to that lady.
Wow, man.
Like, he didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, he has terrible self-control. Yeah. But I feel like when you're signing him, do your background information. Yeah. Do your background check. That way, you don't sign him for one game and cut him.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? That's how I look at it.
Well, you know, he talks a good game, you know? And like I said, I don't think the Patriots were aware that he was going to have those allegations come out, you know?
Yeah, of course not.
He probably believed in him. He's a great player.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was happy we signed him when we signed
him. Yeah, when I seen that, I was like,
man. And even, and
I
was
thought that was about to be crucial.
Over. It was over.
It was over.
I thought it was a wrap.
It was over.
I did. But yeah, then even when he was playing for us, though, man, he was like complaining, yelling at Tom Brady. Like, people don't do that on the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Tom
Brady
liked
that,
though.
Not yelling, but like he was
like
complaining.
Nobody ever say TB gets to walk around doing what he wants.
Yeah.
Whenever he wants, to the point to where his wife is like, he can't catch the ball too.
That's true.
So he played with Randy Moss. You think he care about a receiver complaining?
Right.
Yeah. Come on, we know Randy Moss got a mouth.
They organization, like, I think that's what they just said. Okay, nah, we can't have this. Like, they, like you said, they had his back and everything. Even when it came out, they said we're gonna see how this play out. Shit, it came out and he still played the first game. But after he sent the text, like you said.
Yeah, it's just his behavior.
But I tell you one thing. If he would have been on the Cowboys, he could have sent two texts.
Oh, Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones would have kept it.
Jerry Jones would have been like, hey. Jerry Jones would be like, hey.
So ahead. Like you said earlier, how you started off the organization. Like, that organization is maybe that's how they got 6 Super Bowls in the past, 10 years or whatever, because they tight-knit like that, you know? Like, maybe that's why that organization.
The way you run your matters a lot, so just keep that in mind. So we can put a pin right there. Let's jump right back to basketball real quick. Is that right, Carmelo Anthony can't get a spot?
Come on, man.
Ain't nobody pick him up yet?
Nah,
bro. Mm-hmm. They hating on Melo, man.
And we in the preseason.
What is it?
They
the
blackball Melo, man.
It gotta be.
It's politics, bro. And then he came out and said, "Yo, it's politics." And Stephen A. was like, "It's politics." And now they really not about to. They want, you know how the league, regardless of NBA being a very progressive league and hearing, liking to hear their players speak out and support their players, blah, 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 it's still stay in your place.
Mm-hmm. At all times.
And for whatever reason, they felt like Melo, I feel like Houston did him dirty. And then it was like the narrative was, he got an ego and he don't want to come off the bench. And it's like, he was like, dog, I came off the bench. Nobody ever communicated to me, this is what we want you to do, until I got to Houston. Then once I got to Houston, it's like, all right, we want you to come off the bench. He was like, cool, I'm going to do that. 10 games in, that was their way of, that's from what I heard, is Houston's way of, hey, 10 games, if the analytics don't cut through, then we're going to have to. And because analytically he didn't look good, as a player, he still looked good, but analytically, his 3-point percentage is not right. Catch and shoot. Nah, we gotta do something else. Mm. And it's like, that's not fair.
Let me ask y'all a question. So if Melo plays on a team, somebody picks him up, production do you think he's good for?
It depends on his role. It depends on his role.
Honestly. Even if he's like a starter.
He's 15 points, regardless of his role.
You think he's 15 a game?
Yeah, right now? You think he can't get 15?
I think that could be in question.
I think, of course, I understand your point.
I understand what you're saying, though. I can see it because it's like he kind of last time you seen him, he looked it bad.
And then 15 in what? 15 in what? What else?
Oh, no, I don't want nothing else.
Rebound, assist.
I want 15 points. Can you give me points off the bench?
But I would say just more of his role would be to fit in. I would like to see somebody put him in like more of a like a stretch four or a post up three where you do nothing, like, you know what Kobe was later in his career, he worked on this, because if you see Melo, he in the gym working on nothing but turn around and fadeaways and he knocks them down.
He's a scorer. Yeah.
So definitely I agree with you. 15 points without question. But it's just like he would have to go to a team that needed 15 points a game. Because like if you like the Grizzlies, probably somebody like that, you can pick him up or something.
But Washington, it's like to me it's like he wants to be on the championship
team. I was about to say he wanna win.
He'll play for anybody
because he wants to be in the league.
Yeah.
So he's at that point where it's like he not caring. He is anybody, what's up? Holler at me.
But it's definitely politics. It's a mixture of
it's
both.
It's politics,
and as he brought up earlier, the fact that it's in question and what would his role be and what we get from him. But I think by you knowing he's really a scorer, and that's never going to change. He's a scorer. You get him in there, nothing but like the brother said, but give him 15 points a game. That would be his job. But I think you got to go to a team. I mean, of course, you got to go to a team. Okay, all we missing is 15 points a game. Where could we get that from?
And then think about the
decisive
type of,
on both
think about the type of player he is. Like, I feel like if you sign him to a playoff team, he can win you 3 to 4 playoff games, because at any moment he could get hot, 30 points.
Like you say, no.
30? He not a Melo. He don't rock with Melo.
No, he could, yeah. Melo can give you a 30-point game. Derrick Rose can come out and give you a 50-point game, bro. Melo can give you a 30-point game.
Everybody said D-Rose was over.
One?
Yeah, I agree. I never said two.
Nah, but even last said, year, if you want to go D-Rose, he averaged 19. Yeah, off D-Rose, the bench. And they said he was done.
To me, yeah, too. But to me,
nah,
yeah.
They
left him for dead in Cleveland.
Right.
They was like, it's over with.
Yeah, that's good.
I like D-Rose the last time I seen him. Who was he on with playing with? Minnesota?
That's what you're talking about. Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah. He went to Detroit now.
I was
this
like,
year.
Word?
Yeah,
I was looking at, it was stacked.
They was almost a playoff team with him.
I feel like he should have started over team.
I feel like he could have did more.
I agree.
You know, he could have did more than the role that they gave him last year, D-Rose.
It is just injuries because he got one speed.
Now look. So if we say, you know, D-Rose, he popped up, he, you know, came back and did his shit. Last time I seen Melo on the court, he was airballing. He was missing layup. He was getting snatched over. People were snatching bounds over him.
Yeah.
I seen Melo with the hoodie on in practice, killing me. Hey, no.
They
doesn't
make him a hoodie jersey then.
Hey,
you get 50 every game.
Hey, I agree with y'all. I bet on that.
Come on now.
I know y'all been on the gram and y'all seen that. If you haven't been on the gram, you got your. It's. I don't know. It's some gym that everybody play at and they all ball.
It's somewhere in like New York.
Yeah.
You talking about the Rucker?
Nah, it's not a gym.
It's a private gym.
It's a private gym. Yeah, and everybody look good. Jordan Clarkson look
Devin
like
Booker,
he killed.
Yeah,
Devin Booker looking
Joakim
like
Noah,
he.
Joakim Noah, remember they had Joakim? They had Joakim.
Joakim got signed up for that with Memphis last
buckets.
Year.
Yeah, he was getting buckets.
That gym make everybody look like they can ball.
Kelly Oubre look like he got average 30 in that gym.
Carmelo Anthony can run the gym, I thought, right?
No, that is his gym. That's why he be killing everybody.
That's a special court, man.
That's his court. Yeah, that's like walking on Jordan court and thinking Jordan not going to ball you up. Like,
make sure.
He know them rims personally. Right. He in there by himself hours a day. You think he don't know the rim?
Right,
come on,
right,
man.
Right.
All I'm saying is he still ain't got something.
That's not. I don't feel it's his fault at this point because he wants to play and he said I'm willing to take whatever role. So I've extended myself beyond any point of I've ever done before. I've never been like this transparent, this open. I've come out on national television and said I'm willing to take anything y'all willing to give me.
That's true.
And y'all choosing not to mess with me. At that point, it's like, all right.
That's true.
You feel me? I could just wash my hands.
I
but
I say it's both. Like, the reason why I say both, it's always going to be more than politics because politics outweigh anything damn near when they stand strong on their, you know, their opinion. They stand strong on it. but as far as the league. But I know, like, I'm going to just bring up the Antonio Brown situation since we just talked about it. Like, for him, it's politics with him, of course. But I think we're going to see him in a jersey, of course, in the next year or two because his performance outweighed, you know what you're going to get out of him. His performance outweighed the politics. I think that's one of them.
I feel like this year is over with, but next year I see like a Miami Dolphins. Tennessee like, you feel me? Yeah, somebody going like to take a flyer and see where his mind is at.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And if not, I was telling Nook, I was like, I see him in the XFL.
He said he won't play in
there. I was about to say his ego. I couldn't see.
All right. But I feel like take your opportunity.
I'd say with Melo, it's kind of the same, too. Like, it's like, okay, it's like, dang, the politics is stronger, definitely more than the performance, because, like you said, the last time you seen him, they just going off the last time that they seen him. Okay, last time we seen him, you kind of was airballing.
You didn't look good.
So it's like, you know, if he was like more of a, if he was performing at a higher level before that kind of went down, because he definitely was on a decline.
He's on a decline, but even with that, it's like, let me know of my role, because when I was brought in here, that wasn't when... He said, when I came to OKC, they never once told me I was coming off the bench. That's why in that the press conference, they was like, so you going to come off the bench? And he was like,
yeah, off the bench? Yeah, man.
They said, I got to come off the bench. No, I'm the third option.
Yeah.
And then they treated it like that's what he was. He averaged 19. He was the third option.
Right.
Now, the team didn't look good
because
that mesh of players just didn't work.
Yeah.
So, PG, Russ, Carmelo as the third option. So,
they lost, I think, Jazz. The Jazz put him
on. Smacked him. That's when Eagles smacked on PG.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call him PG. That's Palmdale P, man.
Playoff P at first.
Yeah. He's like, oh, remember Melo's like, oh, that's his name now? Playoff P, huh? Okay. Had one good playoff game, got a nickname. Yep. Never again. Come on, bro.
Never again. That don't even count.
Come on, man.
So, look. Right there, we gonna let Melo rest because I'll talk about Melo when he actually on the team. No disrespect.
We ain't ever gonna talk about him.
Right. Hang him up.
Hang him up, bro. Damn.
I'm not dissing Melo, but
it's a wrap.
He ever got an MVP?
Nah.
Come on, we've been through this. Come on, don't do that, man.
Melo was my favorite. Melo was one of my after Kobe around that era. He was my second favorite player, bro.
Melo ever got a. I know he got first team, right? He got a lot of first team.
Melo's a hooper, man. Sure. I don't need to even go down to awards. When I look at him, I know he can score.
A hooper.
My boy averaged 30 points a game.
He been to the Western Conference, once?
Yeah,
that's when Kobe, man.
It's not easy. They was losing every year to the Lakers.
To the Lakers, bro.
It's not easy, bro. The league is hard.
Darren Williams, remember we destroyed Darren Williams.
We killed them 4 years in a row. Come on, man. League is not, it's not easy, bro, especially once you hit the playoffs, because now it's time to really look at the team. All they doing is watching film, learning your tendencies, learning how to shut you down.
All right, so teams are good. Simple as that. Every team's, you know,
not
they got
team.
Their shit going.
Not Charlotte.
Well, this year.
Or Washington.
But look, this year, though,
his head.
So who won it in the league? Like, the league, like, shit, if Minnesota's changed a little bit, just turned the move, who won it in the league? What team you feel like won it the most?
I'm going to say the
Clippers. I don't even like the Clippers.
I'm going to say it on the
most. But the Clippers.
That dude, Kawhi.
They won it.
I'm very impressed with Kawhi.
They want it. We want it.
But we never seen them play together. I would say
I feel like the Clippers gonna be whack. I'm gonna just keep it 100% real about it.
I'm gonna say Houston, bro, because Russell Westbrook and James Harden. We know James won it because the knock on him, boo. He want to be called the best. He need a ring, and Russell just got
the underdog.
Mentality.
Yeah, he got the underdog mentality
like,
too.
Does Harden play defense though?
He play enough.
Yeah,
he not a turnstile anymore. But at the end of the day, I don't really like. Do you want? I feel like, you want him to be a two-way, but that's never been his game. So you trying to make him play defense, that's not what he's going
to
do.
He's definitely not as bad. Like he said, he's not as bad as he used to.
No.
He's not just sitting
I low-key don't think he was really that bad to begin with. Well, I just feel like they highlighted his worst plays and said, he don't play defense. But it's like, you have to play some form of defense. You have to play some form of defense. Now, is he locked down? No. But he can guard his man if you need him to. And he know, like, if the moment is big enough, he will lock down. Because if you want to go way back, people are going to be like, well, he was a different player than for OKC when they played the Heat. He was the one guarding LeBron.
Yeah, exactly. Remember?
They was like, hey, put Harden on Bron. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not no easy matchup. Mm-hmm. I don't care what people, whatever LeBron hate they have, You can't. That's not no easy matchup any night.
LeBron is just difficult to guard.
And LeBron coming at you, regardless of he's too passive.
Especially that young LeBron, too.
Too passive still get you 30 points. So imagine if he wasn't passive.
So you think, I'm not even going to say it, but you think the Lakers won it the most?
I feel like, I mean, it's a bunch of teams. I feel like it's a lot of teams that's hungry, and that's why I feel like the league.
Who else is hungry?
It's a Utah hungry.
Utah's hungry.
Yeah. They wouldn't got that Denver hungry. Portland is definitely hungry. Portland, all they talk about is trying to get there.
They hungry.
And they just super hungry. Yeah, they like, oh, we can get there. Oh, GS is weak right now. So everybody feel like it's up for grabs.
What's it called? Well, on the East, the Giannis hungry and Embiid, the Sixers hungry. The Bucks and the Sixers, for sure, because you got to think that not. I like the Sixers, too. They like Ben Simmons got to get a three, of course. But Joel
they've been
Embiid,
trying to sell that.
Joel Embiid, you really – and they always talk about this. Like, I forgot. That game seven was a game seven, bro. Like, they
and Kawhi hit a magic shot.
I always say that, but
just imagine that really scarred. And like, I think Stephen A was talking about this, like, that scarred Joel Embiid. It had to, so I mean, he's not finna come fucking around this year.
He lost weight, he lost 25 pounds.
He finna come on.
I feel like they've always wanted to win from the moment they was like,
but after a shot like that, I think that,
from the moment Ben Simmons was healthy,
I don't even want to laugh no more. A joke,
nah, he's serious, but he don't joke on the court.
He always on the court. Yeah.
So he gets a bad rap. He go out there, he play defense, he play both ends of the court.
You're right.
I've never, like, you could say, well, he needs to be in better conditioning.
Right. Or no, like, he joke off the court. That always looks to me like it's not even.
But Shaq joke off the court.
Right. But Shaq.
But he don't get a bad. Yeah, he don't get a bad. But I'm just saying, he don't get a bad rap.
Yeah.
They always try to talk about, oh, he not serious enough. But when I look at certain players on the court, Embiid is serious. Now, what he do on Twitter, that's what he do when he.
Yeah.
At home on the couch.
Is he healthy?
I think he's finally healthy. What? As healthy as he gonna be.
What's going on with Golden State? Did they get anybody for KD or?
Yeah, they got D'Angelo Russell.
Okay. Okay. And they still got Klay.
Yeah, they still got the big three.
Injured
the core.
But he's done for the season.
Yeah, he's not playing this year. They saying, oh, he could come back in April.
That's just a sound.
That's just,
why would you want him?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's because he can still shoot. So it's like he's never off. He was in athletic
playoffs. It's just like, especially with that knock on Kevin Durant. Like, you gotta, if you want to, for your fans' sake, you better not bring that man back in the playoffs. Same thing that happened to Kevin Durant.
See, man, there's so many. Shit, how you run your organization?
What's your sleeper team? I'll say the Warriors.
Reason being because people are forgetting about the fact that they got D'Angelo Russell, an all-star, playing alongside a shooter. I think you could put Steph at the two, let D'Angelo come up.
Oh, yeah. Already seen that in the preseason. They let D'Lo handle the ball more. Steph's going to be running around. That's why he scored 40. Like,
he still got Draymond Green.
It's about to be a scoring year for Steph. He's not about to play.
Thing is, too, if you put the Warriors up, just imagine if they finish 6th through 8th. Okay, they could possibly beat somebody first round.
That's why
I say they're my sleeper team.
Honestly, I don't know enough about the league right now to have one. You know, I don't even know who. I'm asking y'all. I'm learning.
Yeah. My sleeper team is OKC. Yeah. I know you was like, nah, but and if they keep Chris Paul, because I know it's a bunch of teams trying to get him. So OKC,
talking about
Miami, Milwaukee, Minnesota, a few teams are trying to get him. So that's my sleeper team. They got a low key cold kind of. You feel me? Yeah. They could compete for a playoff spot.
That pick and roll game is crazy. Unstoppable.
Shit, well then, this is about to be a crazy year. About to be a hype year. I appreciate y'all, you know. TOH, you know how we do it. You know the Cajun Hoopers, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in, putting it down. Man, you know, shout out to Royalty.
Appreciate you, man.
Shout out to TOH, man.
Thanks for
having me,
man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yep.
You DZ, you already know this. Real quick, you know, Royalty, you know, if you got your social media or put out what you do, whatever, let them know real quick.
Instagram, Zahab Zarai, Zahab. Zari. That's the Hobbs Zari, my Insta.
Okay.
My Instagram is Castle07DW. moved out here to be a screenwriter, so be getting some content up shortly.
You know what, man? We got that one coming up. We gonna do that one.
I'm with that.
I'm picking your brain on that one, real talk.
My cousin, I'm gonna do his thing too, man.
Shit, that's how it goes. You already know what it is. So, TOH, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Hey, that's right.
Good job.
Yep. That's right. Oh, man, I love that, man.
How's it going?